New York brewery leaves 13 beers on reserve table for service members killed in Afghanistan. By Jacob Bliss on August 27, 2021. A New York brewery, First Line Brewing, announced they will be leaving 13 beers on a reserve table for the 13 fallen U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan during Thursday's terrorist attack. The brewery announced on their Facebook page that they will have a reserve table inside their brewery set with 13 cold beers to pay tribute to the ultimate sacrifice. 13 glasses will sit untouched at this reserve table all night for the 13 American troops who were killed in Afghanistan on August 26. The brewery wrote, noting, "These brave, courageous individuals paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country." The post also said the beers would continue to be replaced throughout the night to ensure that they are fresh and ice cold just how they would want them. Thank you to our amazing staff for this amazing idea to honor these heroes. Besides honoring the fallen, the brewery said as the information of those killed continues to develop, the brewery will be donating on behalf of the 13 service members. As we know more about the situation, we will decide the most appropriate donor recipients, the post noted. God bless their families and loved ones. God bless the United States of America, the post concluded. Reports have shown there was a suicide bombing outside Kabul airport that killed at least 175 people, according to Al Jazeera, including 13 U.S. military personnel, in addition to many more wounded on Thursday. As reported, the administration gave in to the Taliban terrorists by insisting on keeping the original August 31st deadline to withdraw the troops, American civilians, and U.S. Afghan allies. However, reports show there are still hundreds of Americans left inside the country, as well as U.S. Afghan allies. The Pentagon said Wednesday nearly 10,000 people are waiting at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, for a flight. Additionally, reports show some chartered flights leaving the airport had hundreds of empty seats on board due to U.S. citizens and Afghan allies not getting inside the airport. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.